juice. Better Together, a product of Californian Beverages. Enjoy untapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM News.
A very good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours, the headlines. 17-year-old nabbed in connection with the murder of a schoolgirl in Kanawha South. Youth Coalition threatens to vote out UPND in 2026 over unmet demand. And in international news, Trump proposes 80% China tariff ahead of trade talks.
The Hot FM News with Mwan Samwana Kaoma.
And now the news in detail. Police in Lusaka have arrested a 17-year-old male juvenile as the prime suspect in the murder of 16-year-old Blessing Meleki, whose body was discovered on March 6, 2025 in Kamala South. According to police spokesperson Reha Monga, the arrest follows a detailed investigation launched after four pupils from Kamala South Primary School discovered the lifeless body of a girl dressed in a Kamulanga Secondary School uniform. Mr. Monga has stated that the body was found in a bushy area behind a heap of blocks near Lakson Mapushi Police Post within Kamala South Secondary School grounds. He has added that police officers responded promptly, secured the crime scene, and immediately began investigating the case. Ms. Amanda said, following a thorough investigation, the 17-year-old male juvenile has been identified and formally charged with murder, adding that he is currently in police custody. Ms. Amanda has noted that due to uncertainty regarding the suspect's exact age, the juvenile has been subjected to official age determination procedures.
The incident police have occurred on the same day around 09 hours. Police officers promptly visited and secured the scene of crime, and an investigation was immediately launched. We wish to inform the general public that after a thorough investigation, a male juvenile aged 17 has been identified as the prime suspect in this case. He has since been formally charged for the offense of murder and is currently in police custody. Additionally, due to uncertainty regarding his exact age, he has been subjected to age determination procedures. The Zambia Police Service remains committed to ensuring justice is served and will continue to pursue all necessary leads to bring full closure to this matter.
The National Food and Nutrition Commission has announced government commitments to reduce stunting in children under the age of 5 from 32% to 15%. Speaking at a media post-summit engagement on nutrition for growth, NSNC Deputy Executive Director Matthew Mahoro has emphasized that this goal is ambitious given Zambia's progress in reducing stunting over the past decade. Mr. Mahoro has acknowledged that while progress has been made, the country continues to face significant challenges related to stunting, primarily driven by malnutrition. He has explained that if a child is stunted during the critical first 1,000 days between conception and the child's second birthday, effects such as impaired brain development are often irreversible.
At the 2025 Nutrition for Growth Summit, we saw Zambia and the rest of the world renewing their commitments and also their energy to ending all forms of malnutrition. So this time around, you know, the global support system was in a position to mobilize about $28 billion, money that can support, you know, different countries such as Zambia in, you know, ending all forms, in future efforts to end all forms of malnutrition. But at country level, you know, for us as Zambia, we've also made commitment looking at what the biggest challenge had in the nutrition space. So the biggest problem right now, you know, other than anemia, is stunting.
A coalition of opposition youth leaders has issued a stern warning to the ruling UPND, demanding immediate action on youth-related issues or risk being voted out in the 2026 general elections. The coalition comprises of four political groupings, namely Zambia Must Prosper, the Socialist Party, Zambia We Want, and the Transit Alliance. Speaking on behalf of the coalition, Socialist Party Deputy National Youth Spokesperson, Sona Wasambo, has accused the UPND administration of failing to address critical issues affecting young people, citing persistent load shedding, a soaring cost of living, and lack of meaningful economic opportunities. He said young people played a key role in voting the new Dawn government into power in 2021 and are prepared to unite once again to vote them out in 2026 if nothing changes.
Instead of working on what we have raised, isn't it true that people are going to bed without eating?
True.
Isn't it true that people are going 3 days without electricity in these homes?
True.
Isn't it true that they promised that when we reform government, load shedding is going to be the thing of the past?
True.
These are the issues that we are raising, and we are asking them to say, in case they are forgotten, we are reminding them, and we'll keep on reminding them.
Yes.
If they don't work according to what they promised, then we have the solution for them.
Right. Yes.
The solution that we are going to have is to kick out.
Yes.
And we are united.
Meanwhile, Frontier Alliance National Youth Vice Chairperson Jason Monza has raised concern over the recent $50 million US dollars cut in US aid to Zambian health sector, warning that the move could endanger the lives of many young Zambians who depend on antiretroviral medication.
It is an honor to be here with you today to mark a significant milestone, the official launch of our 4G, 5G network upgrade project right here in the heart of Chalak. In the last 1 week alone, we have switched on 7 new sites in Chalak. By the end of the next week,
I beg your pardon. The African Power Co. Limited has announced plans to establish a 300 megawatt thermal power plant and a coal washing facility aimed at adding value to coal production and addressing the country's ongoing power deficit. Speaking on behalf of APC Managing Director Jackie Huang during the 2025 International Labour Day Award ceremony in Chimazongwe, Good Time Steel General Manager David Sambaki said the project will modernize the company's operations and position APC as a leader in both the coal and energy sectors. Mr. Kambaki said these projects can not only transform the company's operational capacity but also play a vital role in meeting Zambia's growing energy needs.
I'd like to inform that the company is in the process of setting up a coal washing plant to add value to our coal, and also setting up a 300 megawatt thermal power plant, which will reduce the power deficit in the country facing now. This project will not only modernize our operation, but also position us as leaders in both the coal and energy business.
Meanwhile, Southern Province Assistant Labour Commissioner Dr. Joseph Kaindama has commended APC for its role in supplying energy during the country's 2024 drought. Speaking at the same event, APC Group Human Resource Manager Dan Katemba has reaffirmed the company's commitment to fostering a supportive and empowering work environment as part of the awards ceremony. Outstanding employees received various prizes, including mattresses, refrigerators, and television sets, in recognition of their dedication and service.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Resort City Council has initiated the removal of illegal billboards and non-compliant legally installed billboards across the city as part of its efforts to restore order and ensure adherence to advertising regulations. Lusaka City Council Assistant Public Relations Manager Nyambe Bulumba has expressed concern over the